Hello, everybody. Welcome to Optional Opinion here on the Nominous Radio Network. Thank you guys for tuning in. I do apologize for being a little bit late, just having a couple of technical issues, but I have got it fixed. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. The topic for tonight is, did third party abandon the Wii U too early? Since we are in the holiday season, a lot of great first party and second party games and kind of third party games that Nintendo has been working with other companies are coming out. This Friday we have Bayonetta 2 coming out for the Wii U. Fantasy Life is coming out also Friday. We got Smash, that was developed with Nintendo and Bandai Namco, and Capcom with the licensing of, and Sega with the licensing of Sonic and Mega Man. It's kind of good to see that a lot of great holiday games for the Wii U are here, but there's some AAA games from other third party developers that's not coming to the Wii U because they not a lot of the third parties are not developing for that platform for the Wii U. If you can see, Activision is somewhat still supporting Nintendo with the release of The Voice and with Skylanders, Trap Force. Since that game just came out, like I think it's like 2 weeks ago, it's been a big seller on Nintendo's consoles. But we're not getting games next year, like the Arkham game from Rocksteady. I think it's Rocksteady. I'm probably saying it wrong. But we're not getting the next Batman game. Of course, we're not getting Bloodborne because that's developed by Sony. We're not getting the next Battlefield. We're not getting the Call of Duty of Advanced Warfare. We're not getting no Assassin's Creed game this year neither, because Ubisoft decided to actually not develop for the platform anymore. They're gonna hold off. We didn't even get Valiant Hearts, the last game that we're actually getting from Ubisoft. We just got Just Dance. So, and that's since that's been a big seller for the Wii U. We're not getting any of the Assassin's Creed. So Assassin's Creed Unity and Assassin's Creed Rogue, we're not getting. But it's kind of weird to see them abandon just the Wii U just like that. We know EA don't have nothing to plan for them. And that was a big problem on their part. But before I actually get into that, I was just going off some titles. I kind of want to read to you guys. And if you follow me on Twitter at That Retro Code, if you go to IGN.com, you could type in ENIME, anime. I had just wrote an optional opinion piece for my blog. I did it Monday. And it says, optional opinion. Are death threats the new broken controller or the answer for a win? Look at your own anger issues for a moment. The things that make you lose your sanity and say something out of emotions until it becomes physical. We have had moments where we allowed ourselves to be inhumane and violent towards something or someone. We all have blown our top in arguments, drunk family moments, and even little league sports. Our mental state takes a cocaine dive, and the high and adrenaline in us being upset and frustrated have led to some terrible, regrettable, and decisive moments in our lives. Now, though, we have hit the point of sadness. Just a saddened point that some people will never be able to leave until they walk away for good. Why? There are people who cannot communicate and comprehend. Kerry Hilson has a song for women that simply says, every woman has a breaking point. Just being fed up in a discussion and knowing that some reasoning is just unacceptable, the death threat card gets pulled. It's not a game of Uno, spades, blackjack, or a memory piece. It's the insanity and desperation of trying to get your point across. When you can't be right in a discussion on the internet and or no one will listen to you, threatening, insulting, hacking, and other criminal behavior are the fallback plan to win. To say to yourself, I was right, and if you don't agree, then harm should come upon you. You have turned into the broken controller at the frustrating part in the game. Your mentality has snorted the cocaine. Why that? Well, the power of fear. If the fear of something being done to someone makes you powerful, that would be the tactic you can rely on to win a battle. It seems good, but now your mental state is broken and hard to fix. You demand or command agreements for yourself, and if someone opposes, you go out for the kill. You think and say, but not act. It kills conversation and brings awareness of you not to have any involvement or communication. You're cut off, exiled maybe. Put in the corner and proclaim as a game terrorist. You just can't handle a regular conversation with respect. You go for right in the wrong way. Taking 1,000 steps to win one agreement isn't worth it. As you become or just are that broken controller, you have reached past playing and talking games. No one wants to play, fix, or try you again. They'd rather go out and get a new controller and have fun again with someone else where they show respect and value and enjoy something they love. When that happens, you're left alone, still broken mentally and physically. No interaction with the hobby, friends, community you love so much can kill that love. Using it to win a battle to be proven right gets you what? A post in the comment forum section? That's all. No impact, no change, just wasted time and effort, with the broken controller still in your mind. So let's leave the death threats out of debates. Let's talk civilized among each other. If you don't like something, express it on the blog in a way that's respectful yet challenging. Have death threats become the new broken controller, or do you think you could win by doing it? And the reason why I wrote that piece is because, oh, I'm coming in very quiet. Let's see. Hopefully, that's better. Cause I am in the mic and I probably got to fix it. Let's see. Hopefully that does something better. I'll turn that up too. The reason why I post this piece and with the Gamergate thing going on and death threats coming to women and things of that nature, it kind of feels so out of place. And it just feels like if you guys are going to have a discussion about ethics, definitely ethics, nobody should have a death threat coming to them. You should be able to talk civilized. You have to have morale. If you want to speak ethics in journalism, you as a person have to have morale. So, I read that and I got to go back and fix some of the wording. I kind of messed up. You know, when you're typing and you're thinking at the same time, sometimes it comes out wrong and I didn't edit and I need to go back and edit and fix things. When you threaten someone in a conversation just so you can win and you're upset that you feel like this person's not listening to you, it becomes unbalanced. It becomes unfair. But you guys could go to IGN.com, look up for anime, like I said, and read the story for yourself and post a comment if you are a member of IGN. Or you could go to my Facebook page, Ever Varnell, and you could just see the title that still asks a question, and you could post your answers there. Also, you could also check me out at Twitter, like I said, at That Retro Code, and you also could let me know what you guys think about it, and I'll probably end up posting it just as a regular question and see if I get any response. But I'm actually going to get back into the topic that is at hand. Let's see. Yep, there we go. So, did third party abandon Wii U? In my opinion, yes, they did. Because of a company selling tons of systems, you think that's going to make you good sales. Well, if you look, and this is go kind of, I'm kind of not going to try to go on the EA rant or anything like that, is that when Wii U first came out, EA pretty much just released maybe three games for them. Mass Effect 3, Madden 13, and FIFA 13, I believe. We didn't get the NBA 2K sports games. They were popular on Wii when they came out. and 360. But we don't get the wrestling games neither, too. So I'm excluding that. 2K, they just, I think they never signed up with Nintendo to produce anything for that system. I think they did it with the Wii, but with the Wii U, they decided not to do so. I'm not gonna count them in this conversation. I wish I could count them into this conversation, but because they never really signed up, I can't really include them in this conversation. But also with Rockstar, I cannot include them too, because they only actually, I believe Rockstar only made maybe one or two games, no, three games for any Nintendo console. Chinatown Wars for the Grand Theft Auto for the DS, Tennis and Manhunt 2, oh, 4, and Bully for Wii. They just never made a really Grand Theft Auto game for Wii U or for any Nintendo. And you could kind of understand, I can understand why they wouldn't make it for that system, because it's kind of a family oriented, for everybody kind of thing. System, so I kind of realized why they didn't. They decided not to do it. This is kind of mostly for EA, Ubisoft, and somewhat Activision. And there's a lot of companies that didn't sign up for it. So when the Wii U was released, there weren't a lot of games. And even with Nintendo, you know, they announced titles, but they weren't being released. So the system got off to a really, really slow start. And again, you know, games were getting delayed until the following year. Everybody believed Nintendo was still trying to get into HD. Well, and that's good and that's fine. A lot of people felt robbed, definitely, by EA. So if you remember, EA already had the Mass Effect trilogy out for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. They decided to release, when the Wii U was came out, Mass Effect 3, and they charged $60. And a lot of the content for the game wasn't in there. Some of the DLC wasn't in there. So no, of course, nobody actually bought it. Zombie U was kind of a big hit for Ubisoft, but they feel like they didn't reach enough sales, attached to the system. But they continue to support, the Wii U. Later on, Ubisoft delayed Rayman Legends because everybody was looking for it, so that it could come out to the other consoles. And they also delayed Watch Dogs for Wii U. So when that game came out in May, there was no announcement on the Wii U version. People believed that they stopped production. And even Ubisoft said they're focusing on the other games, on the other systems when that game came out. So when it got announced that it was going to be released here for the Wii U in November, they decided that this was going to be the last game, because the sale, they feel like the sales are not there with the Wii U, with the system for their games. And it's kind of weird that Ubisoft would say anything like that and believe that philosophy, even though they stuck it out with them releasing games for the system. I think Ubisoft kind of have a problem right now. And it's not really dealing with Nintendo. I think they have limited their franchises to pretty much, you know, they bet in that the next Rainbow Six does good. They know Far Cry is going to be a success. People don't know why it didn't come out to Wii U. They believe that it would do well on that system. They believe that because of the sales for Assassin's Creed 4 and even Rayman Legends, that, you know, when they release a game for the Wii U, that it won't meet up to sales. A lot of people actually got mad at Ubisoft for delaying the games, because they felt like you stopped production. You promised this exclusive game, especially with Rayman Legends, to come to Wii U in March, and then you delayed it so it could come out to the other systems. So when that delay happened, a lot of people were kind of disappointed and just like, well, I was looking forward to the game, but now I'm not looking forward to it anymore, because you're just bringing it to the other systems because you think that it won't sell on the Nintendo. With EA, because those port games that they sold when the Wii U was released didn't sell up well. Well, the thing about that was that they Madden 13 is actually Madden 12, and FIFA 13 is actually FIFA 12. So they was actually gypping the customers by releasing a last year's version and packaging it up with this year, with that following year's name. Don't nobody on the Wii U want to play Mass Effect 3 because it's not the trilogy. Why would you bring, I believe it may have been, probably about 3 years old, where Mass Effect 3 is a kind of real old game. Why would you just bring that out to a system that everybody else play and not the trilogy? And also with that, why would you, hold back on the DLC? So because they didn't reach the sales of that, they just abandoned ship and went on to keep producing for Sony's and Microsoft platforms. Activision, they did release Call of Duty Ghost and Call of Duty Black Ops 2. And a lot of people said they actually love Black Ops 2 for the Wii U. Call of Duty Ghost kind of had a bad problem on multiple systems, because it came out, there was expectations that it was going to sell, and when it came out, it was very average. A lot of people got COD fatigue, and even though Advanced Warfare is coming out for PS4 and Xbox One, they believe that it should have came out for Wii U, because it, you know, they, a lot of people feel like that, if they could go back to having a game feel like Black Ops 2 and just incorporate it into, to the Wii U, you know, it may do, you know, do good. You know, I feel like with these third parties jumping ship, that it's kind of unfair to the people who were hoping to play those games on Nintendo's platforms. Now, a lot of people know that Nintendo supports their own platforms. If you look at the exclusives that they have done, surprisingly, you know, Hyrule Warriors, that was done with Tecmo Koei, you know, a lot of people feel like had their doubts about it because of Metroid Other M, which I highly enjoy. I enjoy Metroid Other M. So you kind of see that, you know, Tecmo Koei and Nintendo have an actually good relationship. Of course, since Tecmo Koei does the Fatal Frame games, you know, and Nintendo owns a stake in that, hopefully they bring the one that just came out from Japan, hopefully that comes out to the U.S. because a lot of people want it. And I believe Hyrule Warriors did actually more here in America than it did in Japan. Or it might be for Europe and America. Everybody who's seen the Fatal Frame Black Maiden trailer, we're really hoping that Tecmo Koei will bring that game here. Nintendo is, I believe, or Game Freak is working with Namco Bandai to bring out Pokken, which is Pokemon and Tekken mixed together to have a fighting game. Of course, it's going to be arcade, but a lot of people were just like, I want to see that game on the Wii U. Platinum Games, they have the story out of where they went to different publishers to see if they could make a Bayonetta 2, and everybody said no. So when it came to Nintendo, Nintendo said yes, you know, gave them the money. And look at some of the reviews, even with the Polygon review, which I believe it was a good and fair review. That's that, that authors, who wrote the review, who said it was a good and fun and enjoyable game, but because of this, it got a lower rating. Now, it doesn't say, you know, to pass it up or think it's average. It's kind of a must have, and everybody is saying this might be the game of the year. So it's highly up there, and you know, they said Platinum did a great job working with Nintendo to create this game. Now, I can't wait to play it Friday. By the feel of it, it may beat Shovel Knight, but we don't know. We'll wait till the end of the year about that. But I believe third party should be able to do better on Nintendo's next platform. Them jumping ship too early because of games not selling on that system. Well, it seems that it doesn't even matter for Nintendo platform anymore. I think if you look at Destiny, Destiny has sold so many copies that they made $500 million in a few days. You know, it set a record, things like that. I think the drop off has kind of happened to the game, and now everybody is, I think, because Destiny's having its problems and things like that. You know, it's now up to the DLC to make that game more invigorating. I know Microsoft got the Halo Master Chief Collection coming out, so that might be a good sale, but that's more first party. Activision, hopefully people been coming in and they've been buying up the new Skylander game. So and mostly when they get the Skylander game, they get it for the Wii, since it's still out now. The Disney Infinity, I don't think that did good on any system. I think you could go in stores and kind of find a lot of the starter packs and a lot of the characters still on the wall. So I think with leading platform like the PlayStation 4 that everybody says, I think some people are still feeling like, I got this system and I only got a few games. Where when they look at Nintendo at the Wii U, they're just like, I might want to pick this up because there's a lot of good games that's on it and a lot of good functionality that, you know, is slowly coming in and things like that. A lot of people, you know, who complain about online or who believe that online should be the leading feature in a third party game, and they think that Nintendo's online is, you know, difficult to do, they might want to check again, because a lot of people are just like, this game would be cool if it had online functionality. A lot of third party was kind of robbing the Wii U owners for not having the DLC that the other systems were getting. And that's kind of unfair to customers who pay the full $60 or whatever they pay to get that new release game, only to find out that they're not getting that DLC. But I think everybody now is happy that Nintendo's into the kind of like the DLC game, and they're doing it right. If you look at Mario Kart 8, you look at Hyrule Warriors, a lot of people feel like this is how you do DLC. I think with the next system, I think third party is still going to be wary about Nintendo and what they do, but I believe Nintendo's going to be all right, because Nintendo believes in let's just have fun. Let's get people over the house and let's play these quirky games. Definitely, it's been a good thing that indie games are coming out almost every Thursday on the eShop, and even with Virtual Console. So you have it's not the physical third party AAA games that is making the Wii U, or should have made the Wii U a big success. I think now it's up to the indie games, because I believe the AAA games that come out for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, even for 360 and PS3, I think a lot of people, they get them, they get some enjoyment and then they put it on the shelf and move on. Where it feels like with Nintendo and who the partners that they work with, they put out a top quality fun game. And it just feels like, you know what, I want to go back and play more. Definitely, you know, everybody who owns the Wii U is looking for Splatoon to come out next year. People are looking for Yoshi's Island. The next game that I could actually say, besides Ori and Blind Forest and Cuphead, but those are indie games for Xbox One, I think the next game that's actually that people are actually looking forward to for next year is Bloodborne for the PS4. But like I said, because that's a Sony product, it would never come to the Wii U. I think Dark Souls wouldn't fit right on the Wii U. It would have been cool, but I think because Namco Bandai is working on Smash Brothers for Wii U and they was working for 3DS, I think it would kind of be hard for them to make that game for the Wii U. But that's my thing. I think next time that Nintendo comes out with their next consoles, I would like to see just more creativity and more support from third party, but I highly doubt it that they're going to even do that. Capcom, you know, I believe that Capcom might just be going back to Nintendo, just be like, we might have to team up with you to make a game, because anything that we're releasing is not, you know, and I hope that Resident Evil Revelations 2, I hope that does them good. Hope they bring the scares and it's a great game. You can read that feature if anyone who has Game Informer. You can read that feature that just came out. I still got to read it. But I feel like Capcom might be going to Nintendo and be like, we might have to make one of your games if we could just, you know, if we can make a game, you know, you guys give us the money to develop it and publish it. It would be amazing that Nintendo and Capcom got together for a Mega Man game for next year. That even if it's an eShop thing, you know, like a little indie thing, I think Capcom would learn from Nintendo. Nintendo would be able to have them bring out a top quality game. And I believe that it will actually sell. And I think it might just drop people's jaws and be like, wow, Nintendo and Capcom made a Mega Man game. Now, don't get me wrong. 9 and 10 were perfect. 9 and 10 are good games. I think with Capcom, with their situation, even suing Tecmo Kobe, I think with their situation, once that get all resolved, Capcom might just... A lot of people want Nintendo to buy Capcom, but I think that's not going to happen. I think Capcom really has to team up with Nintendo to help them, not help Nintendo, but to have Nintendo really help them get their Capcom's finances back and get them where they need to be. Konami, as me and Josh was talking, if anyone listens to the episode Monday, if not, it'll be up later this week. You know, with Konami, they have other hustles, I should say, to make money. But, you know, a lot of the Konami is getting a lot of love because of all the GBA Castlevania games that's coming out. And, you know, you got Castlevania 1, 2, 3. Aria Sorrow comes out this Thursday, I think. You got Circle on the Moon that came out, and then Harmony of Dissonance came out. So you kind of got like 6 Castlevania games already out, and people are getting them because it's Halloween time, and loving it. And you know, that's probably making Konami some good chunk of change. Besides their gambling coin ops, their other hustle, I should say, in Las Vegas. I cannot think of it. I'm just blanking out. But video game wise, I think Konami's getting a lot of love from Nintendo, right? People are, you know, really purchasing these games to be like, oh, that's really cool that they brought them out. Because of what they did with Castlevania Lord of the Shadows 2, I think that kind of hurt hurt Konami. And with Metal Gear 5 coming out, and with the Defense of Pain, you know, it got to hit a note. A game could look beautiful all at once. Third party could put all its assets and all these people make a more beautiful game. But if the game doesn't have any replay or resonates with the player, they might just hang it up and be like, I'm going to play my 3DS or Vita, or I got my Wii U. Let me see what's up on Virtual Console. Hey, I still got some good. Oh, they got some good games on here. You know, people are still playing Hyrule Warriors. It definitely with the DLC coming out. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see actually what happens next year. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Nintendo's next home console. With third party get back on board, who knows? They probably could. But right now, I highly doubt it. But I think a lot of people are fine with that. You know, I think they don't sweat it anymore to be like, you know what? As long as Nintendo works with certain companies and they work together good and bring out a top quality product, this will be my triple A. And some people feel like, definitely for me, I feel like if they partner with Nintendo and Nintendo fine tune some things, give their ideas and things like that, I think that would make a better game than what a whole 500 people team would do a triple A game, and you find that game at GameStop like that following week or a month. So, I want to know what you guys think. Do you think that third party abandoned the Wii U? Like I said, I believe they abandoned it too soon. I think they should have sticked it out for two more years. And every title that they brought out to the other consoles, I believe they should have brought up to the Wii U. You never know what would land and what would be exciting to play. You know, just looking at Bayonetta 2 and Mario 3D World, you're just like, wow, this is really like top quality, top notch. Even Mario Kart 8, it's just like, wow. With Watch Dogs, even them pushing it back to the Wii U, I think Watch Dogs end up falling off after a month. And everybody just like, well, I'm playing Mario Kart 8. Atlus really only has Persona going on for the Sony systems, which is fine. But most of their games come out for the 3DS. And that's kind of smart of Atlus. So I'm not really mad at them, you know, not breaking any games to the Wii U. I think Persona fits just well on the Sony platform. That for me is, you know, I'm kind of happy. Now, I didn't mention anything about Square Enix, because Square Enix, you know, they have, you know, their mobile division they can rely on. And then, you know, with the Final Fantasy series, it's just like, you could spend all this time making your games look good, but if the story, the characters, and the gameplay is not there or it's changed, nobody's not going to care. I believe the music's going to be there because Square Enix makes great music for their games. But that's just me. But I want to hear what you guys think. You can email me at myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's MYOP, the number 2, COMMENT. At yahoo.com. You guys can friend me at Facebook at Edward Varnell, EDWARD, V as in Victor, ARNELL. You guys can follow me on Twitter at That Retro Code, THATRETROCODE. Hopefully to hear from you guys soon. Tune in next Monday for another mini-show. I believe Halloween is this week. People will be having Halloween parties and trick-or-treating and things like that. So I do recommend that everybody be safe. Check your candy. Make sure no craziness is in it. Be safe when you guys go out to these adult Halloween parties. You know, if anyone's drinking and stuff, make sure you have a designated driver. I want everybody to be safe this weekend. Enjoy your family and friends. I'm going to check you guys out later because I'm going to go play some Yakuza 3 and then I'm going to get into Hyrule Warriors because I feel like just hitting a whole bunch of enemies and listen to that great, great music. Oh, also, people, there's a podcast called Koopa Club, Q-O-O-P-A-K-L-U-B. And it's only the 22nd. Some people are and thank you, you don't know, Matt. There are people who are celebrating Halloween Saturday. I don't know what the official date is, but there are people who are having Halloween parties early. So that's why I say that. And some people are doing trick-or-treating early, too. So just want everybody to be safe. But Koopa Club, Q-O-O-P-A-K-L-U-B, podcast. Listen to them. They just did a podcast for Hyrule Warriors. Very enjoyable. I enjoy listening to those guys' podcasts and things like that. Can't wait for their next podcast. Really can't wait to them do Zelda Ocarina a time. I really want to hear that podcast. But thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And I will see you Monday at 11 p.m. You can also hear other shows here on the Anomalous Radio Network before I go. You can hear the Critical Hit Anomalous LCGH Presents, LCGH Podcast, The Think Tank on Z Talk Radio. You can check out their archives. You can check out the archives for all of our shows, like Good Vibes Project Playlist. Check out the archives for that and things like that. So, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm about to cut on this PS3 and have a ball playing these games. All right. And I'm out. Peace.